And we will get underway. So welcome everybody to our Sunday spiritual service on the 2nd of July. Just a few things before we begin. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages that I give. And those recordings will be available to download for free. You can find them after the service on the Sunday, Spiritual Sunday Service page of the website where you click to join us this evening. If you want to record the service yourself, of course, you're more than welcome. And you'll also find on the same page recordings of previous services if you want to listen back to them too. There are no course notes readily available for this evening. However, if you would like a copy of the prayer that I'm going to use this evening or the blessing that we use at the end of this evening, you can contact me on, if I can find it, this email address, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. And Sue Little, who administrates that address for me, she will send you a little PDF with the prayer and blessing on there. I should just remind you as well, if you do make any recordings of today, just bear in mind that they are not in any way or shape or form to be used for resale purposes. I have to say that because a long time ago, somebody was coming along to my workshops and recording them, and then they were selling them on their website. I only found out months later. So I just have to make it clear that it's not on, as it were. If you have any questions that arise from the channeling or from tonight's meditation, or you get a message and you'd like a little bit more information on that, then you can email me directly on edwincourtney@googlemail.com or edwincourtney@gmail.com, and I will answer your questions. If you do get given a message, I will, and you want to ask me a little bit more about it, I will just need you to remind me, because it's very probable that I won't remember what message I've given you. So even if you can just give me a rough approximation of what I might have said, then I should be able to kind of claw back the memory and provide you with a bit more information. So do grab a pen and pad in case you get a message. But also you might want to scribble down something that comes up for you in the channeling that's important, or something that comes up for you in the meditation that you might not want to forget. There won't be any questions and answers this evening because this is a service and not a lecture. And the service will last for an hour and we'll go straight towards the end. There'll be no break as well. At the moment, you are all muted, which is how the majority of the service will be. It just prevents any chaos from reigning in the background so that all you can hear, hopefully, is me. So we are going to start with a little opening prayer, and that will lead straight into this evening's meditation. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to find us some lovely music to listen to. This is a piece of music that Andrew created a while ago called Ignis Esoterica, Fires of the Esoteric. Oh, hold on. Did that work? Yes, it did work. Sorry about that. Let me just make sure that my volume is reset. Okay. So we're going to start with an opening prayer. So if you'd like to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and we'll begin. In the center of the will of God, we stand. Naught shall deflect us from his will. We implement it with love. We turn towards the field of service. We, the triangle divine, work out that will within the square and serve our fellow man. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May the Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known,
Let purpose serve the little will of man, the purpose that the masters know and serve. From the centre, which they call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Now keep your eyes closed then, please, for this evening's meditation, which will be an invocation of the threefold flame of ascension for our own spiritual nurturance and furtherance. Just breathe in and out for a moment, slightly deeper, longer breaths, and make sure that you are as relaxed and as comfortable as you possibly can be, checking that there's no tension in your shoulders or neck, no tension in your hands or feet, that your lower back is comfortable and supported, and that the chair is taking your full weight. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. I'd like you to fold your hands over your heart center and hold the intent that we are summoning the threefold flame of ascension. And that the light of the threefold flame, the grace of it, will support and nurture us on our continuing spiritual journey of awakenment, empowerment, and service. I want you to speak this invocation after me.
I kindle the threefold flame. Flame of compassion, flame of transformation, flame of love. Guarded and guided by the Lady Master Kuan Yin, by the Ascended Master Saint Germain, and by the Cosmic Ascended Master Maitreya, the Cosmic Christ. Forged through my will, from around me twist and turn, a tornado of power and light, to encourage, support, and promote my ascension, and through me, the ascension of the world. In accordance with the lords and ladies of Shambhala, the will divine, and the will of my higher self, let this then be so, so mote it be. Amen.
See now the fires unfurling from your heart, weaving, darting about you, twisting and turning like vines, growing and coiling flames of power and light. One flame as white as the pearl, the second a deep purple amethyst, and the third as red as rubies and roses. Feel their power and their grace as they form, opening your heart, cleansing your body and mind, and filling you with passion and love overflowing from the divine. Sit within the energy of the threefold flame and anchor its presence through the acceptance of your worthiness of its blessing.
I stand in the great, great silence, the heart of the great central sun, absorbed in the light and the presence, at last with its lump all one. I feel such a great calm power, a stillness no words can tell, a peace from the heart of creation. And I trust that all is well. I stand in the great, great silence, the heart of the great central sun, absorbed in the light and the presence, at last with its lump all one. I feel such a great calm power, a stillness no words can tell, a peace from the heart of creation, and I know that all is well. I stand in the great, great silence, the heart of the great central sun, absorbed in the light and the presence, at last with its lump all one. I feel such a great calm power, a stillness no words can tell, a peace from the heart of creation, and I trust that all is well.
Now see the flames expand outwards, out into your home, out into your life, out into your world, raising the vibrations that they find there, filling all aspects of your path on earth with love and light, blessing your journey in the divine's name and power. Let the threefold flame flow out to all those around you who are in need. Family, friends, work colleagues and neighbours, loved ones, present and past. Let the limitless light pour forth from your life through you, its vessel and channel. out into the world. And as it does so, open your mind and heart to receive these words given through me from the Masters to aid you at this moment in time as you journey on your way. The importance of your presence upon the earth must not be underestimated or undervalued. The thoughts that you think, the words that you say and how you say them, the things that you do and do not do are significant and important. Everything is energy and vibration. When we speak, we cast our frequencies out into the world, our words containing our hidden, secret and silent intent. Thanks given in earnestness, generosity shown with an open heart, love given freely and with kindness makes a difference, shifts consciousness and vibration, opens and expands hearts, blesses with the power of grace. It is important that we stand in our authentic truth, that we speak these often seemingly casual words of kindness and light in truth, rather than with false intention. When we endeavour to say what we believe is expected of us, or say kind words that are hollow and empty, they create a dissonance in the frequency and vibration around us, as one thing projected is in truth something else. And this integrity, or lack of it, returns to us as a result of the threefold law, later harming our own capacity to rise in frequency and vibration and accrue the power that we need to transcend and ascend beyond our present status. It is far better then to be silent than to say something that is not true. It is far better to do nothing than to do something which is a hollow gesture born out of expectancy rather than earnest desire. Truth is key. Integrity is all. Intention our greatest power. From our chair, we can change the world with our thoughts and our love. But those who travel the world with a closed heart and mind, who are not kind or giving, change nothing, as the power of their intention barely touches the reality around them. Thoughts are powerful when they are projected outwards in truth. This is important. This is key. As you stand at the beginning of a new week, we want you to hold this truth in your mind and your heart. We want you to return to it. We want it to inform your actions, words spoken and words silenced, deeds done and deeds undone. We want you to be who you are, sad, happy, tired, energized, graceful, kind, generous and giving, still, contemplative, insular. We do not want you to judge yourself as we do not judge you. We want you to allow yourselves to be truly who you are at any one given moment in time. If you need to be still and silent, if you need to gather power to yourself, if you need space, if you need stillness, then take it. So that when you do act, when you do communicate and share your life with the world, it is done in love, in bright energy and lightness, in truth and with sincerity, with purpose, grace, and peace. Return then to our words throughout your week and try to live a little of your life by them and be open to the wonders that such simple acts of integrity and honesty can bring. The world around you is a mirror. It reflects back to you what you send out into it. In a short space of time, you will witness the miracle of your honesty and love. And hopefully, it will encourage you to continue giving of the lightness of your being. In love, then, take these words given in love and use them wisely and well. I want you then to take a few deep breaths and allow the flames that you have conjured to slowly and gently recede back into your heart, allowing your chakras, your meridians and aura that have assimilated the light and power of the threefold flame to begin to reset themselves back to their default setting. Take a good few moments to ground and center yourself. Breathe tendrils of light from the base chakra down through your legs and the soles of your feet, deep and wide in the earth, like the roots of a tree. Give some energy via your breath to the sacral and solar plexus centers. Pull yourself back into your body, feeling the chair beneath you, the ground beneath you. Hear the sound of my voice. And when you are ready in your own time, take a few more deep breaths and open your eyes. Now, if anybody is interested in finding out a little bit more about the threefold flame, there's plenty of resources online. Also, the flame is mentioned in my book, Ascension to Go, and also in a workshop that I did called The Esoteric Fires, which can be bought as an audio download from the library section, of our website. You will find, if you do some research into the threefold flame, that there are lots of different versions of the threefold flame. I tend to refer back to the version that I was originally taught, which is Kuan Yin's flame of compassion, Saint Germain's flame of transformation, and the Maitreya's flame of passion. So that's the pearl white flame of compassion, the amethyst purple flame of transmutation, and the ruby red flame of the Christ, of the Christos, of the power of passion. But there are other versions out there, and I've worked with other versions as well in the past and found them all to be of equal merit and value. The invocations that we use, the prayer, some of you will have recognized elements of it. They were all channeled by Alice Bailey and the Lucis Trust. One part that we spoke in the middle of the meditation, we're going to go back to that for the blessing at the end of the day. I'm going to give you the full version of that because we only used a small extract of that. And of course, we use the Great Invocation, which I think is a beautiful invocation, and I think it's extraordinarily powerful. I know some people don't get on with it, and recently in one of the spiritual healing systems, I think it was Angelic Reiki, they've kind of seemed to have gone off it. But I still love it, and I still think it's as valid as it ever was. Don't forget, if you have any questions from the meditation or the channeling, you can email me, edwincourtney@googlemail.com, and I'd be very happy to answer any of those questions free of charge. So before we get into the messages section of this evening, I just have a few notices that I want to give you, but I'm going to turn the recording off before we get to them.